Well, Callaway on the Rise would like to welcome to the airwaves a worker bee in the world of Hollywood.
Yes,
I mean, man, this guy's got enough.
So.
Oh, yeah. J.K. Simmons is joining us here for a second. We're going to talk a little bit about his new show, which is on NBC, Growing Up Fisher. But yeah, this is the guy you're going to know from tons of movies. And my favorite, J.K., you were awesome. You brought it in Juno. That's my favorite out of everything you ever did. And so
thank you
for doing that, by the way. That was cool.
My pleasure.
See, there you go. Also, the other thing we wanted to ask you is the Farmers Insurance ads that you star in, is that your day job or is that your night job? I mean, do you have to do those a lot?
That's a good question. We only shoot about maybe a dozen days out of a year on those spots. So I don't know if you call that moonlighting or just a really cushy day job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say a cushy day job, maybe. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. So some of them that you've put together, you probably, months will go by and you go, oh, I remember doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I was listening to a ball game on the radio Friday, and because, you know, I'm old and I listen to baseball on the radio.
There you go.
And I heard one of the farmers' radio spots, and I was like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot we did radio spots.
Yeah, that's me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, feel weird.
It does sound familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I buy insurance from that guy. He sounds honest.
Well, exactly.
And that's why they wanted you, right?
Yeah. I mean, the character, you know, they sort of pitched the whole idea to me, and I'd gone sort of full circle on the commercial thing. 20 years ago, I was, you know, starving and dying to get a commercial, and then, you know, after I started having more success and being more well-known, I kind of shied away from commercials. So when they came to me with the idea, I was a little reticent at first. But then I saw the campaign and saw what they wanted to do, and I thought it was really fun. And so far, it has been pretty great.
Yeah,
it's they're fun commercials. It's, you know, you actually, I stop to watch that commercial. And I'm not just saying that because you're on with us, but I actually look at it and go, oh, that's cool. It's funny.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So Growing Up Fisher, I've been seeing the promos for this, and I mean, they're outrageous. You play a dad who is blind and what, teaching your daughter to drive? I mean, tell us about the premise of this show.
Among other things, well, when the idea was first presented to me, I was a little skeptical, but then when I read the script and talked to DJ Nash, our head writer who created the show, it's based on his dad, who's actually named Mel and actually blind, and he's 80 years old now and is a great guy. He was an attorney, and a lot of the stories we tell on the show are based on things he actually did. He actually did help his daughter learn how to drive, including teaching her to parallel park.
What?
he actually did. In the pilot, I yank out the chainsaw and chop down three trees in the backyard that are getting in the way, and... this is, you know, he DJ calls him, you know, the blind John Wayne. He was just his hero growing up, and continues to be. So it's that's one of the aspects that makes it kind of extra fun to be a part of. And then, you know, when people sort of scoff and say there's no way a blind guy is going to do that, we say, oh yeah,
yeah, watch this.
I know a guy.
Yeah, because I think it would give people confidence, wouldn't it? If you're around a person like that, and they're kind of going, look, I'm blind, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to chop down this tree anyway. You know, if he can do it, I can do it. You would get that feedback, wouldn't you?
No, yeah, he's absolutely an inspirational guy. And, of course, you know, we're taking a little license with things sometimes and exaggerating some of this stuff. But by and large, you know, we're accomplishing two things that DJ wanted to accomplish when he set out to do this. First of all, we're entertaining people and making them laugh. And second of all, you know, we're showing that, you know, people can overcome. And most of the feedback by far from the blind community has been very positive.
What kind of prep work did you have to do for this? Did you basically go hang out with somebody who was blind to see what it was like?
Yeah, I did a little bit. The biggest benefit for me when we were doing the pilot, which was, you know, over a year ago now, was that the guy who wrote the show was sort of my technical advisor in terms of blind behavior, because, you know, he grew up with his dad and helped his dad around when he was younger. And so any little questions that I had, DJ was always there to help. help me make the adjustments and help me figure it out. And it has been, you know, really throughout the process. We have a guy now, Vince, who's whose sole job is to help me with all the, you know, the verisimilitude of behaving like a blind guy. And,
wow.
You know, it's just another sort of layer of making my brain work on top of the usual pretending to be somebody else.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
There you go. You know, now Rob Lowe was on television the other night talking about being John Kennedy. When he played that character, he would never get out of the character while he was trying to do the show when he was doing the movie. When he did that, his kids said, "You have to stop at some point. You're driving us crazy." Have you ever been in a situation like that where you were in character and you wouldn't come out of character and your family or you have friends who would say, "Hey, please stop being the character"?
Honestly, we did that. I found myself doing that, and I think a lot of us did on Oz, which was my first big on camera thing. And it was not a guy that you really want to hang out with a lot off camera. But, you know, it was a maximum security prison, and I was the head of the Aryan Brotherhood. He was a sweetheart. And at the time we were doing that, my wife was doing Beauty and the Beast on Broadway. This was back in New York. So she's a dancing spoon, and I'm, you know, a murdering white supremacist.
Oh, wow.
And I did kind of feel I was kind of going all methody and Uta Hagen there on that character, because it was kind of a long ways to go to get into that guy. So it was tough to take it right off and put it right back on again sometimes.
Oh, I'm sure it is, and especially for her being a dancing spoon. I mean, how do you not bring that home, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, JK, all the best here. Of course, it's Growing Up Fisher. It's going to air on Tuesday night. You'll see it on NBC. And it's just, we wanted to talk to you for a long, long time, and it's so great. You've got this show going, and all the best with everything you do, because you've only got about 800 things going on.
Yeah, about $7.99 right now.
There you go.
Yeah, not quite 800. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, J.K. J.K. Simmons right there. And, of course, on lots of things, including Growing Up Fisher on NBC. Also, you see him on lots of other shows. He's got a reoccurring role where he appears on Law and Order. And then Farmers Insurance commercials.
Yeah, you see him every day there.